This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from March 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Passengers coming through Salt Lake City International Airport's Terminal 1 yesterday afternoon experienced long waits after a 45-minute lockdown by TSA. A King Air hit the runway and burst into flames yesterday at Long Beach Airport in California. Five of the six on board didn't pull through. Another benefit fund has been established for Kyle and Amanda Franklin, this one by the International Council of Air Shows. NTSB wants the FAA to mandate a modification to Citation XL biz jets to prevent ice buildup in the tail cone, which can prevent movement of the rudder. Pinnacle Airlines CEO Philip Trenary has resigned effective March 24th. Chairman Donald Breeding will take his place temporarily. Boeing has completed gauntlet testing on the first 747-8 Intercontinental and plans a first flight as soon as 10 a.m. this Sunday. Two Orbcomm satellites will be launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 later this year from Cape Canaveral. NASA has signed a deal worth $753 million with the Russians for crew rotation flights to the International Space Station. Officials at Hill Air Force Base announced yesterday that the rumored cancellation of the 2011 edition of the base's biennial open house and air show is now official. NATA is rallying members in Connecticut to fight a punishing new tax on aircraft based in the state. And a Chinese bootleg exploiting the upcoming royal wedding in England includes a really awkward mistake. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Darwin Conrad of Rocket Engineering about his turboprop conversions of legacy Beechcraft piston models. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.